Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. We are continuing on in a message I've entitled The Wages of Unrighteousness, and we've been looking at chapters in Numbers 23, 24, and this is the account of the prophet Balaam, who was used of God to declare some powerful prophecies over Israel. It says in Numbers 24, 3 and 4, "And he took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, has said, and the man whose eyes are open has said, he has said, which heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. And he goes on, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel." His eyes, he saw the visions of God. He saw a vision of the Almighty. He fell into a trance. And beloved, there are those who have been highly gifted and called of God, and we all have a high calling. But in this particular case, we're looking at this Old Testament example of someone who knew the Lord, who was used of God, but in the end, Scripture tells us he turned aside for the wages of unrighteousness and perished along with the wicked. It was Joshua 13 and 22. It says, Balaam the son of Beor did the children of Israel slay with the sword among them that were slain by the sword. And so God is speaking through many voices today. He's appealing. He's calling his children back home, some who are backslid, those who are living in sin. They're not walking in righteousness before the Lord. And it is important, beloved, we have got to repent. We cannot trample on the grace of God. And some may be listening to me even today where, if you're honest, you know you're not where you should be in God. And God is calling you back to come to Him and to turn from iniquity. That's what it means to repent. You turn 180 degrees from what you were doing. He knows our frailty. He knows the weakness of our flesh, but the mighty power of the Holy Spirit is sufficient and will give you the strength, the grace, the ability you need to turn aside from the walk you've been walking. And God is speaking and dealing with some people. In fact, I just want to stop right now. Father, you see those, Lord, who the Holy Spirit is convicting. And Lord, I thank you for your wonderful love and mercy, Lord, that you never condemn us, you never push us away, no matter how greatly we've failed, no matter how tremendously we've erred, you welcome us back, as you did in that beautiful parable of the prodigal son, and he was restored. And his father was waiting with open arms. Father, you're waiting with open arms to restore those who have gone their own way. Father, I just pray, Lord, that all of us, Lord, will search our hearts to make sure that there's nothing in our lives, in our hearts, that would hinder your plan for our lives. Father, we repent of all unrighteousness. We ask you to cleanse us, Lord, and restore to us the joy of our salvation. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. That's what David prayed. After that sin of murder and adultery with Bathsheba, he prayed for God to forgive him. He said, against thee and thee only have I sinned. And so God is, in his mercy, is reaching out to people, those who are afar off, that they will come back into the ark of safety. Judgment will begin at the house of the Lord. God is merciful, and he knows how to reach us. Remember with the great apostle Paul, when he was still named Saul, God had been dealing with him because he said, after he blinded him and knocked him off of the horse, he said, Saul, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. God had been dealing. Let us not be stubborn. Let us not be stubborn as Balaam was. And let us use the time. Today is the day of salvation. And we want to see you be all that God would have you to be. One of the purposes of this ministry is to reach out to those who have witnessed for God and yet who maybe have never seen the vision, whose inner eye has never been opened to behold Jesus in all his majesty and power. Some have just have a historical understanding of Jesus. Maybe you go to church, but you don't have a real vital relationship with Jesus. You've never repented of your sins and asked him into your heart. Many have had the privilege of hearing from God. There are also many who have had that privilege, who have seen the vision, and yet they've turned back because it was too hard and it required too much. Balaam declared to Balak in Numbers 24:13, I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord to do either good or bad, but what the Lord saith, that will I speak. Oh, beloved, God is looking for some people who are not only willing to obey his voice, but who are willing to continue on to do the will of God, even when the battle is hard. I know there's some, I just sense in the spirit, I mean, the devil has tried, he's let loose everything, and God is dealing with you through this broadcast because the devil's been trying to get you to take that step, to go ahead, just go ahead, just do what you want to do. And the Lord is saying, my child, hold my hand, I will keep you safe. There's no reward in sin. Beloved, the wages of sin are death. God is very clear that we're going to reap what we sow. So the question is, will we carry on? Will we continue even when the battle is difficult? My friends, it isn't enough to talk the good fight of faith. It takes action. It takes dedication and consecration. It takes more than just a profession. It takes a people of God who are not only professing, but possessing the will in their will and their absolute determination to do what God wants, to be obedient to him, to follow the commandments and statutes of the Word of God. Oh, men of God, women of God, God is calling for total dedication and consecration. There are those who indeed, as the scripture tells us, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They love unrighteousness rather than the righteousness of God. And the Apostle Peter sums it up quite well in these words. He does that in 2 Peter 2:15, 16, and 17. Listen to what he says, for some of you who are serving God with all of your heart, it's like, how can that be? How could anyone really fall away from serving the Lord? Oh, our heart and our flesh may fail, and none of us are perfect. None of us are free of sin. If any man says he is, he's a liar, and the truth is not in him. But we don't make a lifestyle of unrighteousness. We fall, we're aware of it, and we turn back to God. That's why John says, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who's praying for us. And he prayed for Peter that his faith would not fail. And surely it did not. It did not. In the end, he was the pinnacle, if you will, the head, the pillar of the church at Jerusalem. And he laid down his life for the gospel, literally as well as spiritually, in his time and energies. And so what he said about Balaam, Peter said in 2 Peter, who have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. Beloved, those are frightening, strong words. There are those who appear as sheep, but they're actually in wolf's clothing. He goes on in verse 18, they speak great swelling words of vanity. They allure through the lusts of the flesh, and through much wantonness, those that were clean escape from them who live in error. They promise liberty, but they themselves are the servants of corruption. Listen to this. These are frightening words. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is again turned to his own vomit, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. And so, beloved, there are stern warnings in the Word of God. We just can't pull out the scriptures that make us feel good and assure us of God's love and his great promises, but there is a standard to be kept. It is a walk of holiness. It is a walk of righteousness. We are admonished, my brothers and sisters, by the word of God, to be good servants. And not every one that saith, Lord, Lord, unto me, Jesus said, shall enter into the kingdom. At times Balaam was moved by the Spirit of God. For a season he had the prophetic fire of God's Spirit rest upon him. And he speaks the word of the Lord. The great sadness of it all is that it was entirely of the grace of God, an opportunity and a provision given to Balaam, but he heartlessly received the word of God. In the end, he failed God and walked in darkness, disappointment, which ended in his death. Beloved, God is warning us all. Let us examine ourselves to see if we're in the faith. My prayer, my fastings are that we will be found pleasing in his sight. And if anyone's listening that is not where you should be, again, I urge you to go to the Lord. He's faithful. He's willing. He's faithful to forgive us our sins. But determine in your heart that you are going to go on with God. We never know what tomorrow might bring. We never know what the day might bring. We could be in perfect health, and in a moment, our last breath would be breathed and our life would be taken from us. And so let us heed the word of the Lord. Let us heed his exhortation and walk in holiness and righteousness before him. Amen. And if you're struggling with an area, if you need the help and the power of agreeing prayer, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Know that I pray for you every day. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,